Well, we were in London, and it was me, Coffee, Dua, and Kaz, who produced the song and wrote it with us. And we were kind of just trying a bunch of ideas and, you know, kind of not really getting anything we loved. And it's actually a fun story because Dua was like, I'm ordering donuts. Like, I'm going to get us donuts from this place. And we were all like, oh, no, you know, like, donuts, whatever. And she ordered all these donuts. We ate so many donuts, and we all had this, like, sugar high, which is funny because the line sugar boo in the song, like, right. I don't know if it came from just our sugar highs, but we just started getting all this energy and, like, bouncing off the walls, and Kaz started playing this idea, and it was just so fun, and like we were literally just dancing and singing and having the best time during writing that song.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, it kind of just came out of us. Like, it was just, it's the energy you hear, you feel when you listen to that song, like that's the energy we had writing it.
All right, so maybe the sugar rush from the donuts kind of made you all feel like levitating.
You know, that's what we kind of say now. Like, that must have been it, because we were just so amped and just dancing all over the place and, like, literally levitating. We were just writing this song, like, you know, having the best time.
All right.
So, yeah, it's funny. And I just remember after we wrote it, just, like, then the sugar crash kicks in and we were all like, what just happened?
Now, the current version of Levitating also features DaBaby. So when did he get involved with the song?
You know, I don't know the timeline exactly, but it came about, you know, because then she put out Club Future Nostalgia, which was like a remix.
Right.
Version of the album, and Madonna and Missy Elliott were on Levitating, which was just such a dream come true. And, you know, and then DaBaby did his version. I'm not too sure about the timeline of that and how that happened, but it's just so cool because I feel like this song has had so many cool lives.